Our reading today is out of Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 8. These are the commands, decrees, and regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy. And you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all his decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. Listen closely, Israel, and be careful to obey. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in a land flowing with milk and honey. Just as the Lord your God, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed and when you are getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your foreheads as a reminder. The word of God for the people of God.
How's everyone doing? Good. I'm excited about this series. Sometimes the most Kelly talked about it last week. Sometimes just some of the most basic stuff is sometimes some of the best. So I asked a question. I know it's probably already up there, but what are we going through a series on? Love, grow, and go. Yes. All right. Last week, Kelly shared that we changed our statement. We used to say, love God, love people, serve joyfully. We changed it to love, go, grow. We just felt that that better spoke to what we wanted. Really, we believe that these statements encompass everything that we think it means to be a Christian and live that life out that God has called us to. So with that, there's a lot here. This is so much a core of our identity. I'm just going to let you know, I did some things. We used to have our love God, love people, serve joyfully was in a really nice font. We had somebody, a professional, make it up, but it was a real skinny font, and you know, it was there, and it was pretty, and it looked good, but I thought, if this is the core things, that's why it's, first of all, you know, these are bold letters, and they're not skinny letters. These are bold, and also, that's why I chose to capitalize all three, because this is who we are. This is who we are. Then, be honest with you, I quickly realized it would be overkill. I thought about putting exclamation points on there too, but I thought that might be a little overkill, but you get the idea. Then we came up with icons to help symbolize that and even just give you some visual. The go is pretty simple, going to all the nations. But the loves, Larissa already pointed out, but we have an arrow up towards God and an arrow towards others. And the grow, and there's a scripture we have with that, but it talks about us being rooted in God. And so, in my mind, that's God's hand there, and we are growing up out of God. And then, obviously, go. Just to help you guys process what's even going on with those icons. But again, they're essential. They're essential to being a Christian. We believe this speaks everything we do in this church. And as a community, would fall into one of those. So, but among all those things, there is one, I'll just say it's, and I can back it up with scripture. So if you can find a scripture to back it up, you know it's right. All right? But I'm going to say there's one that supersedes all of them. That is love, and specifically loving God. In Matthew 22, 36 through 38, they asked Jesus, "Teacher, what is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?" Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." So you want to know what to do? You want to know what's most important out of all of that? And probably everything else, we could say everything else flows out of that arrow pointed up, our love for God. And that's what we're talking about today, is our loving God. Next week, Kelly's going to be talking about loving people, the other direction of the arrow, but we're going to be talking about loving God. And, well, I just stated that loving God supersedes all those others. It's also probably one of the easiest messages to preach in some sense. So are you ready to hear one of the shortest messages you've ever heard before? So here we go. I'm going to read a scripture, and then we can just all go home, okay? Amen. My wife's saying amen. But remember, we have a meeting after church, so, you know, for some of us, so yeah. Anyway, Matthew 14:21-24. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to him, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not the world? Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come back and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I'm telling you is from my Father who sent me. So, how do we do it? Accept my commandments and obey. Pretty simple. You ready to go home? That's all you need to do. You want to know how to love God? Obey His commands. Just along those lines, I asked Todd here. He's going to give just a word. He has some experiences in life that he has experienced where he has loved God out of obedience. And Todd, if you want, here you go.
So, shortly after I came to Christ, 32 years ago, I said to the Lord, Holy God, if there's anything in my heart or my life that is not of you, rip it out. And I meant that. And I said, because Lord, I want to follow you 100% with all of me. And so upon that happening, there were things that he delivered me of, like a lying spirit, demonic oppression. That was a biggie. And then he also delivered me out of a sexual lifestyle that is diametrically opposed to the Lord our God. And quite a few other things. But because I said to the Lord, if there's anything in my life that is not of you, please rip it out because I don't want it. And as a result, when I did that and I basically had my heart wide open for him to do so, it's been excellent ever since. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Todd. And I'll tell you, one reason I even thought of Todd is because I've hung out with Todd. And Todd, more so than almost anyone else I've ever hung out with, Todd's going, well, Lord, what do you think? Well, Lord, what do you want me to do? And if you hang out with Todd enough, you're going to hear him over there mumbling to himself. It's probably not usually himself, but it's God. And Todd, if he could probably come up here and preach this message on how loving God, obeying His commandments has blessed his life. It's a huge thing. So as I was preparing this message and just thinking about this, I got thinking about, okay, should I do the three-point thing? Should I find three ways to love God? Right? Or maybe the five secrets to loving God. That'd be great, yeah. Five secrets, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But thing is I'll tell you, really, the only thing I could find, we could give stories where we saw ways that people did stuff, but when it's talking about just straightforward loving God, again, there's only one thing in Scripture I could find, and that's us keeping His commandments. 1 John 2:4-6 says, if someone claims, I know God, but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in truth. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love Him. This is how we know we are living in Him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. So, maybe a little bit of a tough word, And it may be a tough swallow. It may seem cruel. It may seem, lots of people would have issue with this. But it is what the Scripture says. It is what the Scripture says. And by the way, we never want to use Scripture to manipulate people, to abuse people here, but we believe in the Word of God. And this is the Word of God, and we need to follow it. So 1 John 5:3 says, loving God means keeping His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. So there's a little relief of pressure. His commandments are not burdensome, or my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So it's not this controlling thing, this thing we need to walk around in fear of every moment of our lives. And again, at the end, I'll be talking a little bit more about part of the reason why. But it says they're not burdensome. I've found, like Todd, following God's commands is not only not burdensome, but it has its benefits. So most of you know I delivered appliances for years, even owned my own moving company. And we had these things, Sub-Zeros. This one was a medium-sized one, but they're refrigerators that start off at about 600 pounds for the small ones, and they get up to, you know, 1,300, 1,500 pounds for those types of things. Then this was a medium one. I'm going to say it was 800 pounds. And we were having to deliver it into a split-level entry. So I don't know if you know what that is, but that means you have stairs. And you're coming in right up the stairs, and then you're having to turn and then go up. So tricky delivery, and as we were going up, it ended up gouging the wall. There were four of us out there to handle this, and the guys talked to the guy. He's like, oh, I'm not worried about it. That's just sheetrock. We'll just get it fixed. Oh, no big deal. And so anyway, went on. And well, then, 10 days later, my boss calls me in, and he says, so was there anything on this delivery that you need to tell me about? And I'm like, well, possibly. I mean, it was a difficult one. We did this and that. He says, was there any damage? I said, yeah, there was damage. We went up the, and we did this, this, and this, and boom. And what about this? Did the other guys know there were damage? I said, yeah, they all knew there was damage. And he goes, that's interesting. He says, I'll get back to you. And anyway, he ends up coming back to me. And he says, you know, you're the only one who told me the truth. Now, we had bonuses there for not having damage. And this ended up being, not only affected my, we were all, should be losing our monthly bonus, and then there was a quarterly bonus. All that together would come to about $1,700 or $1,800, I think. And by the way, this was in the 90s, so we're talking pretty major amount of money. Anyway, boss comes in and says, so here's what's happening. Everyone's losing their bonus, but you. He says, you're the only one who was honest with me, and I want to just set a lesson. So the thing is, I could have lied. I could have done what everyone else did. But standing up for what God has called us to do, to be moral, to be upright, to be honest. And I can tell you story after story after story in my life where doing those things has only benefited me. They may have been hard decisions at the time, but they have only benefited me. I could spend hours now, 27 years as a Christian, 27 years, I can tell you, trust me, I could tell you some stories, but I'm not going to. I'll move on. But let's look at what the Bible says about obeying His commands. This is part of what Andrew read. It says, these are the commands, decrees, and regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy. And you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord as long as you live. And here's the cool part. If you obey all His decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. Listen closely, Israel, and be careful today. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord your God, your ancestors, promised you. So obeying God's commands only benefits you. I have spent years trying to follow His commands, and as I've searched through them, I've found all of His commands brought benefit to me. I dealt with how I treat others, how I organize my life and my time, how I show my love for my wife, how I spend my money, how I let people borrow my tools, how we decorate our house and use the space in our house. And again, I could go on and on and on. God's commands have affected every part of my life. And I believe if we spend the time, we can all, and again, not like I'm running around being Mr. Perfect. Anyone who knows me knows better than that, but I have that goal to incorporate God's commands into every part of my life. Every part. Now, think about it. Does this mean that everything in your life is going to go perfect? So, yeah, no. No, we can look at Matthew 5:45 says, "For he gives sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust." Good things are going to happen to both. You know what? We still damaged the wall. That was a bad thing, right? But I had a different outcome. I did the right thing and had a different outcome. So bad things are still going to happen to you. But guess what? There can be a different outcome. There can be different attitudes, a different way of looking at it. And we even look at rain. Sometimes it's just perspective is, you know, the farmer's praying for rain, but the person who wants to go out and go swimming at the lake's praying for sun. You know, there's a positive side. Sometimes God just changes the way we look at things. And it's an amazing life. It's an amazing life. I will tell you myself, and we could probably have many others come up and tell that it's an amazing life, living a life surrendered to Jesus Christ. It really is. I would be either dead, in jail. Jail's the wrong word, prison. Or probably homeless out with a needle in my arm. If it wasn't for the fact that I chose to give my life to Jesus Christ and follow his commands. So how do we follow? How do we do it? I think there's some very practical steps given here. One, I love this programming team stuff. It helps, and you'll see it even. Some of this backs up with some of the scripture here. But again, just to go on in that passage in Deuteronomy, I think just amazing passage for all types of things. But it says, "And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road and when you are going to bed and when you are getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." We should overwhelm our lives with the commands of God. We should overwhelm ourselves. It talks about repeating them over and over again, talking about them everywhere to your children and out while you're walking and while you're doing this and while you're doing that and while you're working, and everywhere we should be talking about them. Put them where you can see them. Nowadays, some of the stuff's different, but what about the smartphone? What about the music we listen to? What about the artwork on your walls, in your house? Scriptures. My wife, at times, when I know she's big on this, she'll just take sticky notes. Sometimes people go, "How come you have scriptures stuck all over your house?" Because she'll put sticky notes and tape scriptures up on the wall just to help her remember things. So the thing is, does this type of thing work? This is more than just a spiritual thing. This is just a principle of how God made us. So at work now, I don't like to brag at all, but because it's really what God has done, but I got put, sort of fell into a safety and training position at work. And so 2 years ago, we had 22 injuries at our location. The year before that, we had 18, and then we had 21 the year before that, and then I think 24 the year before that. This year, we had one just right last 2 days for the end of the year. But six this year. I should say last year, all of 2019. So, and I don't have the numbers past that. I have access to that far back. So the thing is what is it? It's these principles right here. That's all I've been using. Guess what? We talk every day about safety principles. We give them handouts. We have video screens going with the safety principles on them. We go do training on it. Every bit of language I use with them, I try and repeat some of the same key phrases, and so do the managers, and I've been pushing the managers, they're already supposed to, but giving them material so that they have easy access to just repeat this stuff and go over and over and over and over again. That's all I did. Now, I believe God spoke to me about doing a lot of that, but it's just all right here, right in the Bible, just a principle. And if we can apply that to our own lives and add the empowering of the Holy Spirit into our own lives, how much more could we do than that? Amen. Rather than going from 22 to 6, what could we do in our own lives if we just chose to obey, to put these things before us, to reread that, to go, oh, I'm struggling with this again. Let me read this scripture again. Let me memorize this. Let me do this step. The Bible says that I should go to one of my another Christian and share my burdens, and let me do that. And we just go on and on and on. Just start following those things. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, what could happen with our lives? What could happen in this church? What could happen in our community? If we just grabbed a hold of how powerful this is to obey God. So as we're moving forward, we have the love little round things out there Larissa talked about. Here I have something, just a 5-day thing. Be great if all of you tried it out. It's just pretty simple. On there, just some scriptures, passage of scripture each day. It has to do with all with the commands of God. And just want you to take it and look through it. Read through those. Pray through them. Meditate on them. Maybe even take and try and memorize them. If you're really courageous, try and memorize the scriptures. If you maybe do what my wife would do, tape them up on the wall. Whatever you want to do. Then, what's one of the biggest ways? It talks about talking out on the roads and all that. What's one of the biggest ways? If you're reading the paper, you already know where I'm going. But what's one of the biggest ways that people communicate nowadays? Social media. So we have opportunity for you to communicate. Go ahead and post things. If there's something you could do, whatever creative idea you have, maybe it's just a picture of you reading the Bible. Maybe it's a picture of the fact that, oh, God says to take care of the widows and the fatherless. So maybe it's you bringing food to a single mother. Might be whatever it is. Whatever you're inspired to do in the next week, we'd love to have you post that on social media, Instagram or Facebook, and do the Love Grow Go and at GCF Portland. So, and by the way, if you're not, if that all that just makes no sense to you, just find somebody probably at least maybe 35 and under. They can probably help you out. I'll volunteer Doreen. Go talk to Doreen. There's some people who can do that. Or just go tell somebody. Just go tell somebody. As I close, I want to give an opportunity for anyone here who maybe you've never made a commitment truly to follow God's commands. I think we all make commitments in our lives to try and do the right thing, do things the right way, be a good person. But we usually do that on our own moral code, by what we think is right and what we think is wrong. Somebody here, maybe you've never made a commitment to actually just say, yeah, I'm going to follow what God says I need to do with my life, to show my love for Him. The scripture here, Mark 8:34, says, then calling the crowd to join His disciples, He said, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you're potentially somebody, if you've never made a commitment, follow Christ, to live by God's commands, we just want to give that opportunity today. And again, I just want to tell you that, like Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone who calls to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father. And again, it's not a burdensome thing. It's only something that improves your life. But that's what God's asking. And I think many times things happen. But really what it's about, and about accepting Christ, it's really, if we look at 1 John 4:19, it says, we love him because he first loved us. And how did Jesus love us? He died for us, that we could have everlasting life, that we have a life that's better. You know, the word salvation we talk about, I just tell you, we could probably do a sermon series on just that word sozo. So often it just comes down to sort of what I'm getting at today, that initial step, the initial choice. But I'm just letting you know, and everyone else, that word salvation means so much. It means everything. It means physical. It means mental. It means emotional. It means there's even implications. It might even mean healing of our planet and earth. Salvation. I tell you, if there's anyone here who would just say, hey, I need to make a decision today. I've never made a decision to follow Christ in that way. You can come up here. I'd pray with you. I'd talk. Also, we have the communication cards. We'd like to know because we'd like to help you with it. So you can grab one of the communication cards, fill it out, hand it to somebody, one of us on staff. We would just love to meet with you and help you in that journey. Lord, I just pray right now for everyone here. I just pray that we could all experience the joy in obeying your commandments. The peace that comes from obeying your commandments. Lord, just the benefits in life that come from obeying your commandments.